Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes?
All day. First night at MobyCon.
First night at MobyCon? How do you think it's going to be?
Oh, shit. Because it already happened. We're doing this afterwards. Shit. It was bad.
It was fucking bad. It wasn't bad because it was our fault. It was bad because planning.
Yeah.
Their planning was garbage.
So.
Garbage. Our bitch.
All right. Sit back and listen to our train wreck of a fuck job.
We tried our best. We love
you. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is J&T Unsolved.
Bitch. All right, just hit record. We'll give it a couple more minutes.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, this isn't too bad. Devin, do you want to just pull up right there?
Yeah, definitely.
We can just chill. There's no fucking way we're going to be recording a fucking thing. Oh my god.
That's funny.
This is fucking terrible.
That's
They're having a hootenanny and a hullabaloo.
Who the fuck puts a podcast next to that?
I don't think they really planned this out.
I don't think they did.
There's no way they planned it. Did you plan this out?
Yeah, yes, Devin. You did. You gonna
No.
Fucking beard.
You're jealous of the beard.
It's the same beard.
Mine's same. Longer.
I tuck mine away. I tuck it in my pants.
Maybe Tim, tomorrow it'll be better.
Tim's jealous, though. Tim ain't got a beard.
I'm trying,
Tim
bro.
Tim can't grow a beard.
I'm trying. This is going to be a
even if he used,
podcast.
Like, Scott's Grow.
I think he could. That would be very bad for the skin. That would burn.
He'll lose what hair he has there.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure that we can salvage.
Like your 12 all over again.
Yeah.
Some of this audio.
Oh, we're probably not going to be able to use a lick of this.
You don't know that. What was you going to talk about?
Let us see.
No planning.
No, I got it planned.
Dang it, Bobby.
I got it right here.
We have 25 minutes before we just run.
25 minutes before we just bail. Because no one shows up. I don't care.
You said
we got
best
free
case
passes.
Scenario, no one shows up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, worst case.
No, you said best case scenario, no
Howdy.
One shows up. Who was that?
I don't know, someone walked by and waved.
But she recorded me.
She was recording.
Right. What if I'm fucking Amish? You know, like, fuck her.
All right, are we ready
Amish,
to start?
Really?
You ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready to start.
I took a second.
We are live at MobyCon, and no one is here.
The loudest place I've ever been in.
Oh my god, it's so loud.
I went to NASCAR one time.
It wasn't NASCAR. Bad.
It wasn't this fucking bad. There was more drunk people though, and
more
drunk
titties. People.
So many more titties.
I want some titties.
I like titties.
I know there's a bunch of titties popping out.
We're
everywhere.
At the place.
Yeah.
For the titties. I just don't know.
They got them taped down, though.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying it's not.
Chill out.
There's no one in here actually moderating this bullshit. I'm just going to say it's 18 and up, but anyone can fucking walk in.
Okay.
Enter at your own discretion.
How hard it would be to not cuss?
For us, extremely.
Yeah, it basically just cut my leg off because it's. This was going to.
We got Devin with us.
Does Devin cuss?
Devin is going to be on this episode because he's sitting by the mic until someone else walks in.
So what were we talking about?
We are talking
in the automotive industry. What do you expect?
Loveland Frog of Ohio.
What does he do?
All right, are you ready for this?
I don't need to know what he is yet. I just need to know what he does.
I like Tim's little hand gesture. He just, are
he's
you ready?
For a humanoid frog.
He's a humanoid or a paranoid?
Humanoid.
Paranoid humanoid frog.
Humanoid frog.
What's he paranoid of?
Like a kappa?
Joe Byron?
All right. Are we good to go?
Yeah, we're good to go. Come on. Answer the question. A kappa?
In Ohio folklore. God damn. I can't even think with these fuckers.
In Ohio fuckhore.
Ohio fucklord. In Ohio oh my God.
Folklore.
Folklore.
I don't even think you can
Loveland
hear me.
Loveland frog, also known as Loveland frogman, Loveland lizard, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly 4 feet or 1.2 meters, allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio.
They sounded like they were really excited for
they
you to say
so
that.
They were so excited.
Like, I've never seen such a big frog just get so much hype.
We might have to run over and join the lip sync battle.
I think...
Oh, God.
SpongeBob?
Jesus fuck.
They were first excited about a giant frog, and now they're playing SpongeBob.
Oh, my God.
Keep this.
I'm keeping it.
This is good.
Okay, we're gonna make it through it.
No,
I don't care.
This is funny. I like it.
I hope this is picking all that up too.
It is.
Oh, God, I hope so.
They nailed that with the sailor going, are you ready, kids? Bullshit. All
right. Allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio, allegedly, in 1972, the Loveland frog legend gained renewed attention when a Loveland police officer reported to a colleague that he had been, oh shit, that he had seen an animal consistent with descriptions of a frogman. After the purported...
We have...
What's up?
We might have people.
How's it going?
We have people.
What?
What?
Have you not seen Demon Slayer?
No, I have not.
Have you seen Precious Food?
No.
So,
okay.
In Demon Slayer...
You've seen nothing.
The character he's dressed up...
Oh, that's right. I have seen Demon Slayer. Okay.
Nezuko. So, no, I've not seen
that. Well, then you answer his questions. I have not. They took our show.
They did take our show. That's all good, though.
We do a podcast. We talk about paranormal stuff. We do paranormal investigations. Yep. And then cryptoids. What do you call them?
Cryptids.
Cryptids.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. Just nothing bad.
Yeah. You seem a little underage. You can say it into that mic or that one.
Has any of you seen Nezuko?
Have you?
I haven't seen him walking around.
I haven't either.
Y'all are welcome to sit and join us for a little while if you want.
I'm day 2 at Katsuma. I'm looking for Nezuko and the others.
I think he's in that room.
Are you dressed up like the mascot from MobiCon?
I'm not a mascot.
She's from My Hero Academia.
Oh, that's from My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The little girl that can turn back.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Now I remember.
I told you, dude. I am
no,
out of
it's
place.
All good.
I'm so out of place.
You're welcome for the information I just
Thank
gave
you.
Out there.
Thank you.
Y'all were lost.
No fucking doubt. If they'd be like rolling in and be like, yo, you see Stranger Things? I'm like, I'm watching it tonight.
Yes, season 4 out?
Tonight.
Oh.
Today.
I got you
I
on the anime part of it.
While I was doing dishes.
I just never seen anime.
I watch a lot.
Like, that's why I'm so out of place here.
Yeah.
I've never watched Avatar. It's the only thing I ever watched when I was a kid. Now it's a cartoon to me. It was not anime, in my opinion.
Avatar Last Airbender was good.
It was good.
The Legend of Korra kind of went crazy.
I hope this isn't picking up.
Do what?
I hope this is not picking up.
I hope so.
Anyway, so what about the Love Man? What does he do?
The
Frog Man. The Kappa.
Kappa Koopa Keep.
Kappa
Chupacabra. After sightings in 2016, a second officer called a news station to report that he had seen... that he had shot and killed... the same creature some weeks after the 1972 incident and had identified it as a large iguana that was missing its tail.
Okay, let's pack up now, because that's the fucking most bullshit ending I've ever heard in my entire life.
Of your entire life.
I wanted it to be real. Like, I wanted to not have a body or, like, fake it, you know?
I got police reports and everything, too.
But why would you police report a damn old iguana?
University of Cincinnati folklore professor Edgar Slotkin.
Edgar.
Compared the Loveland frog to Paul Bunyan, saying that stories about it had been passed down for several decades and that the sightings reported seemed to be predictable cycles.
Paul Walker?
Paul Bunyan.
Paula Abdul?
What is going on this side now?
That's a lot of booty smacking. You want to just cancel it so we can get some booty
smacking?
Clapping
them cheeks.
Clapping cheeks. I don't like the way you said that. I said baby gravy last night.
Baby gravy?
You just thought I shit on Nicole's face.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh my God.
That sounds exactly like something Tim would say.
Yeah. That's something I get slapped for too.
Beat him. Over saying that?
I said it because I was watching
my spot on the couch.
In May 2014, the Loveland Frog legend was made into a musical titled Hot Diggity Dog, It's a Loveland Frog.
Where did you find this? This is bullshit. This is made up. You typed this, didn't you?
I did not. I'm actually reading the Wikipedia page.
Are you
page.
Serious?
Yes.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No fucking doubt.
I found
hot dog,
I was
hot
looking at the
dog.
Cryptids, and even with like the the card game MetaZoo. I found Loveland Frog on there, and I've heard about it before.
I'd never heard about it.
And I think I listened to a podcast on it, and it was like a 4-minute podcast because that's how, like, they're not shit on it.
So what happens tomorrow if we don't do our panel?
We still have free passes and we probably can't come back. Tomorrow might be better.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more people tomorrow.
Possibly drunk people, too.
Oh, we're going to be hammered by 8 o'clock.
I haven't got that itinerary.
You might be.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably just going to stay.
They usually do a bar crawl.
Just cuddle him.
Where?
The walk around downtown.
Oh. What time?
I don't have the itinerary. I'd have to get it.
You need to get it.
That's what she said.
Is Tim the she? Tim's the she right now.
Yeah.
Why do you do that shit? Every time I say something gay about you, like, I don't like that.
It just adds to it.
We do it every time we get off.
Out.
Go to yeah. get off the phone.
Get off
every the phone.
Every time we get off together.
Be like, see you later, dude.
That's so weird.
Like, if you ever hear a phone call from us, you'd be like, that's gay.
I'd probably like, they're in love. They're totally in love. Or lust.
I don't know. I'm the second
husband. The Loveland Frog Brothers.
We got a couple more paragraphs and then we can sit around and bullshit.
That's fine.
So, all right. On March, this is the police reports. On March 3rd, 1972, at 1 a.m., Loveland police officer Ray Shockey. Shockey. No joke. That's what it says. Ray
Shockey. Isn't it?
Shockey. Was driving on Riverside Drive near the. Near the Toots Boot Factory. Shocking.
One, two, three.
I don't know how to move.
I'm so fucking tired. I can't think either with this shit going on next to us.
It's no different from at your house with your kids.
This is way different.
You're not fucking lying.
It's well. We also have the headphones on, so it
sometimes the cat's like. Meow.
Yeah, but see, we get loud. We can hear ourselves think too.
Okay. So should we start fucking screaming?
I mean, if you want to start screaming,
my mic's not through this thing. So.
No, yours isn't.
Yeah, no.
Oh my god!
You're touching yourself over there.
Why don't they do? I don't know, we can talk about that afterwards. Anyways, continue on with the Loveland Park fucker.
Alright, Ray Shockey was driving on Shockey. Riverside Drive near the Toots Boot Factory and the Little Miami River when an unidentified animal scurried across the road in front of his vehicle. The animal was fully illuminated in his vehicle's headlights, and he described it as a 3 to 4 foot long, and it was as 3 to 4 feet long and about 50 to 75 pounds with leathery skin. He reported spotting the animal crouched like a frog when it momentarily stood erect.
Yeah, don't ever say that. It was Pamela Anderson, wasn't it?
Or Gollum.
In 1972.
Well, he said leathery skin.
Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Gollum was more like silk, but withered.
Silk.
Momentarily stood erect to climb over the guardrail and back down towards the river. 2 weeks after...
In a van.
2 weeks after the incident, headlights, a second Loveland police officer, Mark Matthews, reported seeing an unidentified animal crouched along the road in the same vicinity as Shockey's sighting. Matthews shot the animal, recovered the body and put it in his trunk to show the officer Shockey.
Shocking or Shockey? He was
Shockey.
Is that really his name?
That's really the fucker's name.
I know what his parents were doing the night that he was.
According to Matthews, it was shocking, a large iguana about 3 to 5 feet long, and he didn't immediately recognize it because it was missing its tail. Matthew speculated the iguana had been someone's pet that either got loose or was released when it grew too large. According to Matthews, Shockey was shown the dead iguana and confirmed it was the animal he had seen 2 weeks previously.
Do iguanas really get that big?
Yes, they get huge.
Oh, I always thought they got like 4 feet with their tail, though.
No.
And their tail should be half.
No, with their tail, they're like 6 to 7 feet.
God damn.
My cousin had iguana. Minus the tail, it was like that long.
Yeah, they get huge.
That's like a Komodo dragon. At that fucking point.
They don't get that big.
But. Komodos should be like, what, 9 feet?
Matthews recounted the incident to an author of a book about urban legends, but says the author
omitted
the part that confirmed that the creature was an iguana rather than a frogman.
A flugman.
A flugman.
I wonder how this guy got a frog and an iguana mixed up.
Yeah, I guess just the way it was sitting.
Nothing alike.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's fucking weird.
When we do this tomorrow, we're going to talk about all the paranormal stuff.
As long as people show up.
We can ask them about their paranormal shit. Do they believe in ghosts? And if they don't, get the fuck out.
No. We'll just.
I'm kidding.
Make them. Like that. We'll see if they'll believe.
Are you a believer?
Believe.
You a believer?
You believe in life?
Because we'll make you a fucking believer.
No.
But.
Oh my god.
Whenever you cut the mic, I was going to talk about some stuff.
Whenever we cut the mic?
Yeah. You want to cut it at 6:20? That's 4 minutes.
4 minutes? All right, we got another 30 minutes to go.
What the hell are they listening to now?
Yeah, they do.
Oh. Do we have to stay here?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
But it's cool, because that episode's done. What do you think of the Loveland Frogman that turned out to be an iguana?
I think it's bullshit. I bet you the iguana didn't even exist. Oh my god. It was a wax figure.
He just shot a wax figure.
How the fuck are iguana gonna live without his tail?
I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna say it.
Say it. This is going on. It's gonna. If it's too bad, I'll cut it out.
Yeah.
But if there's it's fucking hilarious, it stays.
That we would cut out. And it's the word we can't say because we're white.
Iguana Lives Matter.
Oh my god.
We're keeping it because we were going to have Green Lives Matter shirts.
I'm going to vote. I want that out. I'm
kidding. Was it Green Lives Matter? No, Gray Lives Matter. Yeah. We were going to have those shirts.
That iguana did nothing to that man. And nothing. He just shot him.
Can we wear those?
No. I don't see anyone wearing anything political either.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Everyone's here for like Natsukumi or whatever the fuck his name was. Nakarado.
Nezuko.
Nezukamanana. Nagasaki.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
But see, it's cool. We get a room to ourselves. We just get to chill.
We should close the door and start fucking.
Oh my god, that'd be fucked.
So an iguana can live around 6 years, and it'd be 60 to 72 inches long.
I was supposed to say feet. I was like, nah, you bullshit.
So yeah, that's 6 foot,
so
ain't it?
6 foot.
Six. Yeah. Yeah. I really want an iguana. I just have nowhere to put an adult
Cheyenne
iguana.
Would kill you.
She'll get over
what
it.
What if I gift it to you?
I want a tegu, but we can't have tegus in Alabama anymore.
What if I gift it to you?
Do it.
Okay.
She'll have to get the fuck over it then.
Yes.
Then
she'll probably never cut my hair again.
Yeah,
she, I really no, want
to. Either she cuts it or she fucks it up.
She's gonna buzz the middle.
A reverse mohawk.
Like the mayor from Whoville.
Yep. She gonna fuck my shit up, man.
Or cut designs.
See, this isn't that bad.
I'll take the designs. I'm okay with the designs.
See, we had 5 people walk in. It wasn't that bad.
That one dude was fucking crazy.
It was weird.
That one dude was crazy.
He had to be autistic. Like, there's
he
no
make eye
yeah.
contact. He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reminded me of my little brother a lot. Just a little more severe.
Yes.
But yeah, no, they.
Just answer.
I don't care if they come in and interrupt.
I just didn't know
at
what he was
all.
Talking about. I felt so bad. I'm like.
So, in Demon Slayer, you have Tanjiro, the main character, and his sister who gets demonized is Nezuko, and they're going around trying to figure out a cure for her, and the character he was portrayed as is called Zenitsu or something like that. It's like in love with her or whatever. And he's always looking for her.
It's a really good anime.
So he was pretty much in character.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a really good anime.
I've got to be honest. In the show, Zenitsu is weird as fuck too. So. Like, not to be mean about the guy, but
I mean,
the character
just adds
itself
to his
is
character
weird.
Though.
I feel like people with autism could totally like be
ain't
better
got no
actors.
Gas in it.
I think they could be better actors.
Yeah,
like for real, because they could get into character much harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like my little brother would be like
Sling Blade.
Would be a badass.
Love that.
Like sportscaster.
Yeah,
because he loves sports.
It's like you can't do Ben Stiller because then it would just be like never go full retard.
True.
Tropic Thunder.
That's such a great movie. I love that movie.
A movie like that will never be able to be made again.
No, because you can't do The Office anymore. You can't do Tropic Thunder.
You can't do anything good.
You can't like, do Tropic Mrs. Doubtfire.
Like, that was the perfect movie.
Like, could you imagine Mrs. Doubtfire being remade right now?
God, no. Please,
no. Oh, God. Have you seen the Chippendale movie yet?
Uh-uh.
There's a... It's going on about how they're rebooting everything from the 90s. And there's a Mrs. Doubtfire played by Meryl Streep.
God.
Yeah.
No one can replace Robin Williams.
No one can. Will Smith did a horrible job as a genie.
I heard, but I haven't seen
it. See, now we're on point for MobyCon.
I can't say he was bad.
For that rendition, he was good.
Yeah, I can't say he was bad. I like the movie.
Like, he wasn't trying to... From what, like, stay original to what Robin Williams was. He's Will Smith, not Robin Williams.
Yeah. And then he starts slapping motherfuckers.
That's what it sounded like.
No, I'm talking about Will Smith.
Oh.
Get my wife's name out of your mouth.
Somebody on YouTube remade that event, slap.
I should remake it in Hank Hill's voice.
And he remade it as an old movie.
Yeah.
And then shared it as Will Smith copied this movie. So now everyone believes that it was fake. That they acted just like the whole movie, and it's not even a real fucking
Post
movie.
Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne doing a song together.
It was
like Post Malone made Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh yeah,
big.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shit.
No.
It was the other way.
Well, I can't say Ozzy made Post big, but
no, he was already big when that happened.
Their respective genres, yeah. But people gotta understand, Ozzy's the prince of freaking darkness.
You know like, did you ever hear about when he had the interview about the bat? When he bit the head off the bat.
And yeah.
He said that like every show.
He said he didn't know that that bat was real. Yeah. He said they threw it to him and he caught it. And he thought it was a rubber bat. So he bit it and he found out it was a real bat immediately when he bit it.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a total accident. So now everybody thinks he did this shit on purpose, but he actually fucked up and didn't do it on purpose. But
yeah, he did it to a dove too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did that on purpose.
He did that one on purpose. That was
He's doing a lot of.
He was at lunch with record producers or something, and his wife, and I think he just did it because there was like cameras all over the place.
Well, with the bat, you risk disease.
Yeah, corona.
I don't think you get disease from a dove.
No,
you get divorced.
Bird flu.
Yeah, you do all these sounds. What else can you do?
I don't know.
Do a blue jay.
I don't know what a freaking blue jay sounds like.
Sounds like a fucking blue jay, dude.
So. All right, we're gonna wrap that up here.
Brown bird.
We're just gonna chill and see if anyone comes
a bird,
in.
Not a turd.
All right, we're chilling.
Yeah,
like a villain.
We're just gonna first fuck around for another
whatever,
25 minutes.
But if y'all keep this, this is the first one I've ever done with y'all. So
yeah, I was asking why you never. What
it's
has been
weird. I've got a few drinks in me, so I'm good. But like when I'm not drinking, I'm an introvert.
Yeah,
I'm a full on introvert.
Talking about.
I have problems with it.
With the when I put the mic on, it feels like I'm playing. Like when I put my
hand on. Yeah.
But it's easy for me to put my
hand on. I don't know. But like I said, I got two or three drinks down.
Alright, so no one showed up tonight. If we get two people tomorrow, I'll be happy.
We'll have Nicole.
We'll have Nicole.
I showed up.
Yeah, but now you're on it. So you're welcome.
He still showed up.
Yeah, you did show up. I love you.
God.
He'll get over it.
If Cheyenne dies, I know that your kids are going to have two dads.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already the first husband now.
Yeah, that's true. She loves him more than me.
No more, I'm the first.
Yeah.
I just don't have all the responsibility.
Yeah. Responsibilities?
Responsibilities, or however Tommy Pickles.
And you probably don't have to get yelled at like he does.
Do what?
Annoy the shit out of her. So
yeah. Yeah.
Like he's yelled at.
Like, I'll.
I get yelled at for him annoying me.
We're at Cody's and like Cody grabbed one foot, I grabbed the other, and we're messing with her feet. She hates her feet being messed with. And then like 10 minutes later, Tim grabs a foot, I grab the other foot.
I just
Tim
started
just
licking.
Licking and I lick
oh
her
my
foot.
God, y'all are both fucking weird.
She just hates it so much.
Dying. I would never touch my tongue on Nicole's foot. Yeah. Ever in my life.
It wasn't the only did it
of the foot,
for her
okay,
to like freak
like,
the fuck out.
Lick her foot as she dies. Bye, Nicole.
What's his name? Who shot a person recently? Alex Trebek.
No? Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
He has a foot fetish, dead. I think. Didn't have it. He's got a foot fetish, I think, if that's what I heard correctly.
I don't
and everyone on TikTok's like,
I need to get back on TikTok. I haven't been on a few weeks. So sad.
You're not missing
it. You're a TikTok famous and you don't get on there? You just say fuck it.
I don't get on a lot.
He's giving up.
I don't feel motivated some week.
Yeah.
So I don't get on a lot. And then some days I might have a motivation to make a video. Just
drink. If you don't want to see people shaking their asses, you can come on in here.
Stupid. What did you do with like 100 people?
I want to be in here now. Where's Nakazumo?
Nezuko.
If I
we're gonna get it right.
If I cup it, it sounds awesome.
Nazarene.
That's what she said.
Napalm.
Where's Napalm?
You know how you know how bad you know how bad that would have made him mad if I would have just said wrong names over and over. That's the shit I did to my little brother.
Oh, I was correcting you every time. I was like, bro, don't do this.
I don't think I even attempted to say the name.
Let's not make the newspaper.
Yeah. That'd be all right.
If people still read the
newspaper. They do. And then they post it on the internet.
You say this article in the Sunday Times.
I guarantee you, they'd get our story wrong 20 times before they got it right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
If the media ever talked about us.
They some white supremacists, motherfuckers.
You need to go do the lip sync, though.
No, I didn't sign up for it because we're doing this.
Weak.
It's like, hold on, guys. I gotta run over here and shake my ass real quick.
Pussy.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I'd have to have a 10 drink to do that.
Let's go.
Oh, it wouldn't even be lip sync battle. It would be fucking karaoke.
I just couldn't embarrass myself in front of many people. I could do
it. Oh, I definitely could.
If I dressed up as like Deadpool, Spider-Man, or something else, I could totally do it. Nobody knows. Fucking
yeah.
I would.
Hey, there's a liquor cart. We need to follow that.
Liquor.
I wasn't gonna say it.
Oh my god! I need to talk this loud all the time, but I usually don't because we have our headphones in. I can hear me perfectly fine, and we can hear you perfectly fine. So yeah. I'm not loud whatsoever. Can we start doing it without the headphones? I might do that.
I like the reverb. I like to hear myself back.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds way more professional in the headphones, too. That way, I can sit here and adjust everything that we need to.
Yay.
They weren't as loud for them.
They suck.
They're not number one.
No, I didn't even hear the song.
The last half of this, we're going to... what is it? Commutate the lip-sync battle.
Carry our fucking shit over there.
It is portable. I'll just unhook it. It'll take like 4 seconds. We'll take these over there too.
Room, so.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do what?
We can do that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. Like, sir, what the f*** are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, no one showed up to our thing, so we just thought we'd come join y'all.
Crash yours.
Y'all seem like y'all having a good time over there. We just wanted to join.
They said, like, no politics.
Yeah.
Just start singing.
But, like, you said those motherfuckers were talking about. Toxic masculinity?
Yeah.
Which on the base is a political situation.
Yes.
And fucking, somebody said something about overpopulation just now, like.
Yep. That's why as soon as, like, there's no one here, we're supposed to be kind of rated PG, PG-13.
Yeah.
I said, fuck it.
Well, that's you have failed the mission.
In. That's why I don't
fit. I failed the initiative.
Because, like, we'll even though I believe time. In some, like, conspiracies and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like toxic masculinity and toxic femininity and all of the bullshit is like a conspiratorial situation.
It is.
And it's annoying as shit to me.
All this will be edited out since our shit will go down in ratings.
You're right. You're right. We'll probably never post this.
Oh, no. Probably not this one. I don't know. I might do the first half.
What's next to us tomorrow?
Don't know yet. Do I have the screenshot?
Well, if no one shows
Super
up tomorrow,
Saiyan
we're
Scream
putting,
Contest.
We're putting Nicole on. She can talk about the house.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Get her side of the story.
And Devin will still be here, too, if he wants to come back. He's going to be drunk as fuck tomorrow.
You ever had a paranormal experience? Never asked you.
When I was a kid.
Save it for tomorrow.
I don't remember everything.
You want to make something up?
Oh, just go with it.
Tell us how he's in the bathtub. Because he was washing his face. Bam, frying pan. But nobody was in the house. I hit you in the fucking neck. Next thing you know, you're laid out. Yeah, blood everywhere.
You know where... God, I haven't driven out here in so long. I'm forgetting the names of the streets. It's all Pensacola now.
Yeah.
Three Notch?
Yeah.
Where, the you know, the Catholic church off to the left about halfway down or whatever before Theodore Dahl's Cylinders?
Or yeah.
Well, that neighborhood, I used to live in that neighborhood right before, in that area. Well, half that neighborhood got burned down in, like, the 80s.
Save this for tomorrow.
Huh?
And shit was happening in the house.
Oh. Save it for tomorrow.
I'll try. If I can be coherent.
They won.
I bet Trump Devin
they fucking
doing this
won, dude.
Hilarious.
They won. Whoever that was, they won for animal.
Yeah! Yeah! 6:30. We got 50 more minutes to fucking sit here. They gave us the time. I want to sit here.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're a contract.
I'm really.
They gave us passes.
40. Here.
Yeah, that, I'm just gonna get. I'm gonna give it a couple more minutes.
Let me go direct people in here, so you have to.
No,
do it.
Check these idiots out.
I really want to do them off. I really want people to shut them off.
Is there? I need to find a way if we can make a banner like that. We need to go to Dollar Tree.
Just hire
tomorrow morning.
Hire a stripper. Everybody will show up. I'm just saying, a bunch of geeky dudes out there.
There's strip out there right now.
They won't see female titties.
We could get Rebecca to dress up all slutty because she's attractive and then shove them all in here.
She's coming here?
No. I said we could.
She wouldn't get caught dead here.
I didn't think so.
She likes anime.
I don't think she would come.
Oh, no. Shit. This is too many people for her.
Crowd situation.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert and I'm here. I've got alcohol to help me. And no kids.
So. I forgot to set the camera up, but it's a good thing I didn't.
Good thing you did.
Because you ugly, dude.
I'm fucking hideous.
I'd break your camera, bro.
Why don't they do Mardi Gras here?
It's too small for Mardi Gras.
I feel like
Mardi
it would
Gras.
Be bigger, though. Like, that opens up, that opens up. All this shit opens up.
It's modular.
Who knows where the fuck that goes? Employees only.
You want me to open it?
I don't care! I don't believe it's too small. I think it's big enough for some.
I could see MOTs being in here.
I guess they don't have a damn old, they don't have like an audit.
No.
For like, all outs.
Uh-uh. That's why. Alright. I guess we could just go ahead and disassemble everything and put their shit back. I'm done. We'll try again tomorrow.
Bro, that dude's dead.